prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. Hi, Elisa Profumo. How are you?
Hi, Carl Lenore. I'm well. How
Happy
are you?
New Year. I haven't seen you since last year.
It's nice. This is my first time back on the air since 2014.
You think you'll remember how to do this?
I hope so.
Okay, we'll find out in a second. Anyway, so what's new? God, it's 2015 and everybody is rededicating themselves. And
everybody has resolutions and goals and
solutions.
I've seen resolution, solution, revolution, a resolution, revolution, new year, new you. There's all kinds of things out there. And the people in the gym, it's just crazy.
You
can tell that there are people in the gym that have no idea what they're doing.
Well, and that you've never seen, you've never seen them before. They're like, and not even somebody like, oh, they used to come and then I didn't see them and now they're back. It's like, who are these people?
So I was at the gym working out yesterday, and I had a bench. I was using a flat bench, and then I put my mat down, you know, because I was going to do some abs on the mat afterwards. So I had already cleaned it, because we all know that MRSA is one of the...
Likes the gym,
and the mats are always dirty. So I had already sprayed it, let it sit for a little while, cleaned it off, and the mat was ready for me to do my abs on. And I'm getting ready to get on the mat, and some guy just walks right past me and on my mat.
Right.
And I'm like, did he really just do that?
Well, the idea that he doesn't realize that a mat is not for being walked on, that's the funny thing to me.
So this is what we are all going to encounter for probably just a few weeks, I hope.
I say into February. It usually lasts into February.
You think?
That's my experience, yeah. Yeah, it takes people, you know, my good friend that's in the building, Brian.
Uh-huh.
So he said to me, you've inspired me. I'm going to start working out. He went and bought a bench. He has a set of quick change dumbbells. He has a couple different things in the basement. He said it was hilarious last night. He was working chest and biceps last night, and he has four children.
Were they down there?
And Sarah was out, and they were running around him like little Indians. And Bo, his young little boy, his youngest son, was slapping him on the forehead while he was trying to bench press dumbbells. He's going, Bo, leave me alone, Bo.
So funny.
He walks in this morning and he goes, I'm in pain, and this is what most people do.
Then they give up because
It's like, oh my God, this hurts so bad. I don't want to do this anymore. And I got to tell you something. It's not just newbies that don't get this. Ubies get it, too.
Who, me?
Ubies, yeah. So, Elisa, you know, it's January. We're using the whole, it's January, let's get back to basics again.
Well, it's not necessarily a resolution, though, for us. It's just after the holidays, we have to refocus.
Yes. And, I mean, you're trying to train as hard as you did when you were training consistently for months after really, I mean... I probably only trained an average of 2 days a week, if that, over the course of the holidays. Maybe not even. I would say there were weeks where I didn't go to the gym at all because I was tied up with work and holidays and traveling and everything else. So I didn't expect to go in there and do even 30 or 40% of my normal routine. And I know that, so I'm really going easy. But you, on the other hand, you go into the gym and you're like trying to go, well, you know, I should be able to do this.
Don't you know I'm Superwoman?
I know, but Superwoman. So Elisa says, I slept terrible last night. And what could it be? What could it be? And I'm like, wait a minute. The first sign of overtraining is impaired sleep. You need to back off a little bit. You don't have to get it all done the first week.
So this falls right into what you're saying. Don't take on too much too soon.
Yeah.
It may result in less results. Initially, if you go full bore, then it's just destined to fail.
Well, not only that, but if we know anything now from science, it's this: that perception of perceived exhaustion could actually backfire on you and cause your body to think, we are in a really bad place. We better store all the fat we can and hold on to it as long as we can.
Instead of doing as much as you can,
back off.
I mean, do as little as possible so that you get results and then you can move up.
The smallest effective dose. Mm-hmm. And here's what I tell myself, because, you know, there was a guy deadlifting in the gym when I trained back yesterday, and I thought, well, maybe I'll add deadlifts, and it wasn't on my list to do. But here's what I say to myself. Am I just going to be in the gym for a couple weeks where I have to do everything in the next couple weeks, or is this going to be the entire year? Because if it's the entire year, I got plenty of time to do all these other things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did legs yesterday, and I did probably overdo it.
Yes.
And I was going to do hip thrusts also, but I didn't get to them.
Sensible.
So I'm going to add that in.
Right.
So, yeah. See, I did. I didn't do everything.
Okay.
I just wanted to give a shout out to Paleo Treats.
Yes. Nick Hawks and his wife. Do you know his wife's name?
Lee.
Lee.
Yes, Lee.
They have Paleo Treats. He was on at the beginning of the week. They have a great, great, I mean, a guilt-free dessert, if you will.
They are so good. They sent us some because they were going to be on the show and they wanted us to try them before they were on the show. They're awesome.
What's your favorite?
The brownie bomb is really good.
Yeah. Mine is the cacao now. It's just chocolate and nuts and great flavor. I think, which one has the Bandito, I think, has caramel in it, right?
I'm looking at their website. It's paleotreats.com. There's the Mustang bar, the brownie bomb, cacao now.
Yeah.
That's the one that has all the little nuts in it.
Yeah.
Did you just say that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And it's chocolate. It's so good.
It really is good. So, you guys, if you want some kind of a cheat, and this is a good cheat to
have. Yeah, it stays paleo, right? Gluten-free and grain-free, and, I mean, it's just really good stuff.
And
dairy-free.
They're so nice. It's good to support people who are so nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Great.
So check them out, paleotreats.com.
So anyway,
hacking.
Yeah. So you know that this is a word that I have not used. I don't know if anybody realizes this, but it was a conscious decision on my part to abandon the word hacking, biohacking. Biohack your toaster.
Everybody's hacking everything.
You know what? You know who else is doing it? The mainstream is now doing it. There's a local TV show, a news show that's telling people to tune in tonight. They're going to teach you how to biohack something.
Really?
The term has gone mainstream. And you know that once the term goes mainstream, it's jumped the shark. But this word, and really, there were people who started using this word. And they were the leaders of this movement, and I can't fault them. Dave Asprey really started the whole biohacking phenomenon with his bulletproof executive approach, right?
Yes.
But as soon as people saw how successful Dave was with this phenomenon, then they thought, well, I'm going to biohack. I'm going to show people how to biohack this and biohack that. And then it was like it got lost. It was like, I remember one guy wrote an article, a blog, on how to biohack your kitchen. And I said during a show last year, the word bio on the front of hack implies hacking your body, biology, the human body. You can't biohack a toaster, okay? You can't biohack an inanimate object. It's got to be your body that you're doing this to, not your toaster, not your knives, not the kitchen drawer.
Uh-huh.
You don't biohack those things. You know, that's called kitchen cabinet hacking. Okay.
Well, so evidently, the Queen's English has a
dictionary of their own,
and they've banished some words from their dictionary, and hack is one of the words that they've banished.
Yes. The other word that the Queen of England has banished is wrong. She does not have the word wrong in her vocabulary because she's never wrong.
Well,
so she never has to use it. I'm joking.
It's Lake Superior State University.
Okay. I'm just joking.
But anyway, so they also put bae, B-A-E on that list, which is a word that we've used in Scrabble. So I guess we can't use that at word anymore.
No, and we use the Webster's Scrabble Dictionary for Scrabble.
Oh, okay.
So as long as it's in Webster's Dictionary, we don't care. That's the way it goes. You know, you have to, when you play Scrabble, some of the things that you have to say up front is, A, which dictionary you will be using to qualify words. Number two, will you be using acronyms and proper names? You could do you can say yes to all those things if you want to.
Oh, so you just make your rules up front.
Yeah,
that makes
so
sense.
As long as everybody's playing it, but you always choose your dictionary that you're going to go to challenge somebody if that's a word.
I just want to mention before we go to the break, guess who the new Calvin Klein model is?
Well, I know it's not me because they didn't call me. I mean, I've actually said on this show that if I had to look like somebody, I wouldn't want to look like a bodybuilder. I'd want to look like Marky Mark when he was on that billboard in Times Square.
He looked great.
Just in those underwear. He was amazing, right?
Yes. So it's been all over the news. Justin Bieber is the new Calvin Klein model.
Aw, how cute.
Why would they why would they choose him?
No, you're right. Accuse him. You're right. That was actually a Freudian slip. Why would they accuse him of having a nice physique, right?
He just, I don't know, he just looks like a little, well, he's 20 years old, he's not a little boy, but he
looks like a little boy.
And then his whole image, and I understand that Marky Mark had a poor image also when he did the Calvin Klein
ad. No, he didn't, he was a rapper, so he was countercultural, but he didn't have a bad image. I mean, people liked his music.
They showed a photo yesterday when I was at the gym. I was on the elliptical, and they showed a photo of Marky Mark next to Justin Bieber, and there's just no comparison.
Yeah, I know.
There's none. He looks like a little boy to Marky Mark.
In fact, did you hear what they're calling this new campaign with Justin Bieber in his underwear?
What?
A little poopy in your underwear. Because he looks like a little turd, and he's in the underwear. So everybody should have a little turd in their underwear. Here's Justin Bieber.
All righty, then.
But anyway, you want to go ahead and take our break now?
Yeah, we have lots to talk about today.
Welcome back. It's 2015, and Elisa Profumo is in the His House. I wonder if that's in the Queen's Dictionary, His House. Does that still mean house?
His no, house. But foodie is, too.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We'll stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommend area. Mindset, the smart edge.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Sorry, I was moonwalking around the studio. I had to sit back down. Oh, look at you.
Too bad people can't see us.
Yeah, I know. Welcome back.
Okay, so I've been reading a new book about Picasso. It's really an interesting read, and I can't put it down. So at night, the bedroom light is kind of dim,
right,
and it's difficult to read. So I was reading with a flashlight.
Right. It worked for you. I know. I can read again now.
It was working for me. So then I really thought, okay, we had some KNC eye drops at home, and,
right,
and this is not a pimp on the product.
I
got to tell you, I started using it, and within days, I'm like, I don't need this flashlight anymore. I can read this book.
And what happens is KNC eye drops are like, anytime something works, you feel like you could do without it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So you use it for a while and your vision is great. You become accustomed to your vision being great, and then you stop using it for a while until you notice that now you need to squint, and then you're like, you use it again. So
I just need to use it all the time.
Yes.
And just use a couple drops before you go to bed at night.
Yeah, that's when I do it. I haven't used reading glasses. You've seen me in the studio. I don't have them on now. I was starting to use reading glasses a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, oh, damn it. You know, now I got to worry about carrying reading glasses. I just started using KNC eye drops again. So I just got to stop not using it. So, okay, and since you brought this up, do you know Michael Mooney? He's been on my show a few times now, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who wrote the book on how to stay alive if you have AIDS. It's basically the bodybuilding approach. Testosterone, decadurabolin, high protein, growth hormone. And he has guys that have had HIV AIDS for 20 years, and they haven't died from it, and they look robust and they're strong. Michael Mooney's a genius, okay? Okay. He sent me this email the other day. He said, after hearing a this is what he sent out to his list of people. After hearing commercials on, I'm sorry, I forgot to silence my phone, and my cousin Bobby is calling me. He doesn't know I'm on the air. He'll realize it when he hears the voicemail. After hearing commercials on KNC eye drops on Superhuman Radio, where I've done a few interviews, I found the ad convincing enough, so I bought some. Superhuman Radio is owned by a very bright and ethical, out-of-the-box thinker named Carl Lenore, who covers an amazing spectrum of information. While blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to get onto it. He wrote a beautiful paragraph just about me. He says, well, a truly noticeable thing happened the first time I applied KNC eye drops. As a young man, I had 10/15 vision, better than 20/20. So I could see things with pinpoint precision. That changed when I hit about 41, and I started to require glasses for distance as well as up close. Further, over the years, reading closer than about 12 inches had become so blurry without my glasses that I couldn't do it. I would have to even squint with glasses on. My vision was blurry enough up close that I favored wearing my glasses with progressive lenses to read the newspaper. Well, the first time I used CanSee eye drops, my up-close vision immediately improved significantly enough that I didn't need glasses to read the newspaper. I haven't qualified whether this improvement is long-lasting or just short-term, and blah, blah, he goes on and on. But, I mean, everybody who uses CanSee eye drops says the same thing. I can see things clearly again.
Yeah, because, like, that's exactly right. We should play that song, I Can See Clearly
Now. Yeah.
Well, because the words were blurry, and I couldn't make out the words. But now it's like, wow. So
I know. You just got to keep, you know what it is? There are so many things to do at night before bed, you know.
Brush your teeth.
Cleanse your face.
Brush your teeth.
Right.
I bought Carl some cleansing facial products for Christmas, and he's actually using them.
Yes. I do the scrub. I do the lotion. I do the eye cream. I do the moisturizer before bed. All these things have to be done before bed now.
So when you see him, tell him he looks younger.
Yeah. Tell him he looks like new shoes instead of old shoes.
Okay. So one thing I wanted to talk about is cinnamon. We've been using quite a bit of cinnamon. I drink some chai tea, and I put cinnamon in my chai tea. Well, we've discovered some Saigon cinnamon, which is really good. It tastes kind of sweeter to me.
Yeah, it is sweeter. But apparently, as you discovered, it is cinnamon that has a higher amount of the volatile oils still in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell it's darker and heavier and kind of clumpier.
Right.
Yeah. But it's so good. I put cinnamon powder in with my ginger powder and add hot water, and that's what I drink as tea. And I've been using cinnamon as well, as you have, but there's no comparison to this Saigon cinnamon.
You know, and surprisingly enough, Kroger has an organic Saigon cinnamon.
Seriously?
Yeah, and we're going to talk about Kroger later on in the show. They've got that Simple Truth organic line now that supposedly may overtake Whole Foods.
That'd be great because their prices are better.
Yes.
Much better.
Well, and plus it's available to the masses also.
Yeah.
But just real quickly here, did you know that they used to use cinnamon to ward off the odor of dead bodies?
Really? So, in other words, they would sprinkle cinnamon on the dead bodies?
This was in ancient Rome. It was burned during funerals, perhaps as a way to ward off the odor of dead bodies.
So, cinnamon is a stick, like vanilla, right?
It's the bark.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bark of the, it's dried bark of the laurel tree.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So, if you have laurel trees in your backyard.
You can dry the bark.
And that's cinnamon. I'll be damned.
Cinnamon is actually the dried bark of the laurel tree and has been used since 2800 BC.
Yeah, before Christ, yeah.
It was used in Egypt, Rome, China, and it's native to Sri Lanka.
Yeah. So check out Saigon cinnamon if you can find it. If you like cinnamon, you're going to love Saigon cinnamon because it really tastes the way you would want cinnamon to taste.
Well, and talk about the benefits of the
blood glucose modulating. I mean, it's really powerful that way. Keeps blood sugar levels very, very stable. It's very good, especially if you have a little bit of cinnamon right before a high carb meal.
Mm-hmm. So you could use that instead of like the berberine that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And probably as effective if you used it consistently. If you took a certain amount of cinnamon, like let's say, you got to be careful. Cinnamon will give you diarrhea if you take too much of it.
Oh, really?
Yes. But if you take like an eighth or a 16th of a teaspoon, put it in a little bit of warm water and just drink it down about 15 or 20 minutes before a meal and then eat that meal, you'll find that your postprandial blood sugar will be lower. It's great stuff. It's also powerful. It has some antioxidant qualities. It's antimicrobial. I mean, it's a really, really, really good herb, and that's why it's been around for thousands and thousands of years. It lasted the test of time. We have to go into a break in exactly 2 minutes. Do you want to go into the break early, or do you want to talk about something real quick?
No, let's just talk real quick. I just want to mention this.
Go ahead.
Saturday, which is tomorrow, January the 10th, is a National Appreciation for Houseplants Day.
Yeah. So I'm going to sound really strange right now, right?
But okay.
We've moved all of the plants that we had in the backyard. We have two huge hibiscus plants. We have
they have ferns
and they have
ferns.
Yeah, they have ferns in the bottom of them. So there's ferns in the bottom. It almost looks like a topiary, and then there's long stalk and then hibiscus on the top. And then we have lemon trees, some of them bearing lemons, some of them new. We have a beautiful lime tree that's now 6 feet tall.
And a grapefruit tree.
I mean grapefruit tree that's 6 feet tall.
No, then we have a smaller lime tree.
Then we have a small lime tree.
Keep in mind, all of this is in the sunroom. We have an aloe vera plant. We have an orchid. And we have mandevilla, two mandevilla that I usually put outside.
That are growing. I mean, they're growing beautifully. and I mean, they're like bigger than they were when we brought them in.
And you know why they're growing so well? Because you go out there and talk to them.
So don't ask me why. It's not because I think talking to plants is important. But when I leave the house in the morning to go to the gym, I walk into the sunroom and close the door behind me and I say, "Hey fellas, I'm leaving. I'm going to work." And I say, and I talk to the plants like they're people as I'm leaving the house. And I got to tell you something. It feels right. It's not like as though I do it and go, "Oh, that was a dumb thing." It actually feels right. I feel like these are living things. And how do I know that they're not listening? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. It doesn't mean that I'm going to stop eating broccoli because I'm going to feel sorry for it and screaming while I'm chewing it. But I feel like those plants are like part of the family now.
Oh, I had a fern that I wanted to throw away, and Carl was like, "It's a living thing. Don't throw that away."
Yeah, I said, "Let it die if you don't want." She's like, "Well, it's going to die anyway in the wintertime because it looked bad." We had this fern for like three or four years.
Well, and it got so big that it just grew out of the pot, and then I couldn't find a pot big enough to repot it.
And it had a lot of dead, and it started to actually die off on its own. It had all this dead stuff inside the center of it. We couldn't clean it out. And so Elisa's like, "Well, just throw it away." I says, "Why throw it away? Just let it die. Let the winter kill it." And that's what we did. We let it die, and then I threw it away.
Oh, so keep in mind that houseplants give off oxygen. So it's helping with the air inside your house. If you know someone that's a shut-in, like an elderly person.
Yeah, buy them plants.
Buy them some plants and give it to them if they'll take care of them. Unfortunately, my stepfather wouldn't, or I'd give him some. But buy them some plants. It's going to help with the air inside their apartment or their
indoor air quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for those of you who eat a high protein diet, you know what a protein bomb is. Well, plants produce chlorophyll. Chlorophyll helps purify the air. So, you know, that's kind of like an air freshener.
Well, and then like the plants like the aloe vera, I actually use that plant. I cut
on
that plant and use it on my skin. It's awesome. And it's just growing huge.
Yeah.
So
there you go. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of really good things to talk about. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday, brought to you by a special grant from All American EFX and their parent company, All American Pharmaceuticals. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the All American EFX banner ad today. We'll be right back. Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
Do you have any music? It sounds good.
I think it's just because you've been away for a year. No, it's not. It's just, you know, the thing shakes them up sometimes. I hit the shake up button and it rearranges all the
shake
music.
Shake it. Oh, no, that's Shake It Off by. Yeah. Okay. So.
Okay.
Changing the subject. Okay, so these five foods may be making you fat. Now we always talk about BPA and how it's not technically a food, but it's in everything. It's cans are chemically lined. You drink out of water bottles.
Okay, just this morning. Okay,
or they're plastic lined.
Listen to this. So you know we've got a protein powder coming out.
Yes,
very very exciting protein powder, like nothing you've ever seen, nothing you've ever heard of, and nothing that's on the market today. And we're going to do with protein powder what we did with vitamin D. Now,
right.
I had to find bags that have no BPA in them.
Did you find some?
Yes. It wasn't easy. And these are food-grade bags.
Everything has BPA in it.
I know.
And even if you try to find things that don't, it's really difficult. So I've started taking a product called calcium D-glutarate.
Glucarate.
Yeah. Right. Calcium D-glucarate, and it's supposed to rid your body of the bad estrogens.
Well, it makes estrogen metabolism more effective, number one, which means the conversions of E1, 2, and 3 back and forth to each other. But there's a lot of other estrogens that we don't talk about.
Right.
We just talk about estradiol and estrone and estriol, but there are all different isomers of those estrogens as well.
Okay, so when people talk about breast cancer, they're thinking it's like the estrogen that's in our body.
Well, it is in some cases. It is the estrone has been high estrone levels have been linked to causing breast cancer tumor cells to grow faster.
Well, do the BPAs?
Yes, and as do the xenoestrogens and some phytoestrogens. There's some research out there that shows that flaxseed is not only protective, but it also could cause or stimulate breast cancer to grow. So it's not, you know.
So then one how do you know what to do?
Well, if you listen to the mainstream media that parrots the mainstream information, they will make you think that estrogen and growth hormone and growth factors are what are at the base of cancer, but it's not. It's inflammation. and toxic accumulation. Those two things. So what do? You maintain whole body inflammation at a healthy level, but you make sure that it's not, you know, you want to rid your body of chronic inflammation, let's put it that way, and you want to avoid toxins as much as possible, like pesticides and herbicides. And I mean, what about that tumor? We talked about it last year when we were talking about the thermography, that woman had a breast tumor. What was it made of? The whole breast tumor was a mass of what? What was it? The stuff that's in
Parabens. It was parabens.
Think about that. A breast tumor, a cancerous breast tumor that was filled with parabens. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
You think the parabens just casually thought, hey, there's a breast tumor, let's go live there? No, they were part of the etiology of the development of that breast tumor. So, yeah, but I mean, calcium deglucurate will allow you to have healthy estrogen metabolism and help you rid your body of some of the xeno and phytoestrogens that are no good for you.
So. Everybody should be taking
And by the way, someone came on my show several years ago saying that calcium deglucurate was good because it rid the body of estrogen and that estrogen was linked to body fat accumulation. And we have now dispelled that myth that estrogen causes you to lose body fat. And that's why postmenopausal women get so fat, because their body is trying to increase estrogen production by increasing the home that aromatase lives in, which is fat cells. So when women have optimal estrogen levels, which it means higher, they stay leaner. So you don't want to rid your body. And that's also in the bodybuilding community. They all believe, you know, oh, you got to take aromatase inhibitors to get lean. Wrong.
So that's women who take aromatase?
And men too. When men take, there was one study that showed high doses of testosterone with and without aromatase inhibitors. And the guys who weren't getting the aromatase inhibitors got leaner than the guys who were taking the aromatase inhibitors.
Does testosterone convert?
In men and women, through aromatization.
To estrogen.
Yes. And that's how men make their estrogen. For they siphon it off of testosterone. Okay, I'm sorry. But anyway.
No, it's okay.
These five foods could be making
you
fat.
High fructose corn syrup. But keep in mind, the high fructose corn syrup, according to the Corn Refiners Association, CRA, has now been renamed fructose.
And the Corn Refiners Association has been renamed to the Corn Refiners Association and Program, or CRAP.
Yeah, and
that was a joke. You didn't even laugh.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit later about
high fructose corn syrup
and how it does contain toxic mercury.
This one I would have never guessed. What flavor enhancers are they talking about? They can't be talking about herbs.
No, it's MSG.
Ah.
And interestingly, Carl bought a magazine for me, a Shape magazine, over the holidays. And he was out shopping, and he picked this magazine up for me. And
let's say why.
Because it had
Juliana Huff.
Yeah. She's one of the dancers from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. And we watch Dancing with the Stars, so there you go.
Yes. So it said in this magazine that people should eat MSG because it curbs their
hunger.
Yes.
Curbs their hunger.
Yes.
And, you know, and what did I
say? In a Shape magazine.
And what did I say to you when they, and I said, well, you know what? People who get cancer lose a lot of weight fast. So should we get cancer to lose weight? That was the stupidest thing to suggest. First of all, glutamate is associated with the destruction of brain neurons. The over-excitatory effects and destruction of brain neurons. You don't want monosodium glutamate in your diet.
There was a study done by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill that showed that it found that there was a prevalence of overweight was significantly higher. People were significantly more overweight if they were using MSG.
Of course. You know, and again, why do we need research to tell us not to eat chemicals? I mean, really? What the F? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is MSG in most, like, Oriental foods?
Well, and I should say that because right now people are pulling their hair out, right? They're going to say, look, Carl, there's monosodium glutamate in cheese. You're right.
And like Parmesan cheese has glutamate in it, but it's not the monosodium glutamate.
No, it has glutamate. Right, exactly. But I'm sure that there are some foods out there that may have some monosodium glutamate in them for
naturally.
All I know. Yeah. But not to the degree where you take, I remember, so in the late 60s, early 70s, they came out with something called Accent. You remember this?
No.
And the commercial had a steak.
It was before my
That's
time.
Right. You weren't born yet. And in the late 60s, early 70s, they came out with Morton's, I think it was, the company that makes salt, came out with Accent. And they said it was a meat tenderizer and flavor enhancer. And they told people, shake it all over your steak, and then cook your steak. It'll make it taste better. And
I remember my mother using that.
Right around that time, that's when red meat got the bad name, too, by the way. No one's ever put the connection together between pure unadulterated monosodium glutamate just shaken out like salt all over meat. People were shaking it all. My mother used it. Oh, it makes the meat tender. Well, so does chewing.
Well, but can't you just use one of those meat?
Yeah.
What is that? Where you just beat it?
Hammer.
And hammer.
Yeah.
Like a little
whack-a-mole.
Wood, yeah.
Play whack-a-mole with it.
And glutamate also is a stimulant.
It's excitatory neurotransmitter. The way GABA relaxes and suppresses neurotransmission, glutamate increases it and excites it.
Because I know one day during the holidays, I ate some Parmesan cheese.
Too much right before bed.
And I was awake half the night, most of the
night.
It'll
do that to some people. Some people are more sensitive than others.
Okay, antibiotics.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Antibiotics,
yeah, in your food, in your meat, and in your dairy. We know that makes people fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, of course, your water.
And what could we say about water other than if you're not using the clearly filtered pitcher filter, you're really missing out on an opportunity to protect your health.
I love their products.
This is one thing that Bill Gates gets right. I give him one small, tiny star for this one about clean water. He's saying, you know, if people started paying attention to the quality of their water, they would be healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And he did get that one right. Now, but, you know, he's going to come out with a new water purifier probably next. The Windows water purifier.
And especially with the amount that the people in our audience drink. I mean, I'm trying to drink a gallon a day. That's a lot of water.
Yeah.
That could be potentially a ton of chemicals.
Every day you're accumulating those chemicals if you're not drinking pure water. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you saw me this morning. I fill up my gallon jug from my clearly filtered pitcher filter because I like to chug my water. It's just easier for me to get that whole gallon in a day if I can just take 10 big chugs at a time. So I just refill it when I get home. And that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
So there you go. Five things that are keeping you from reaching your goals of being as lean as you want to be. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more good stories. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Just want to remind everybody that you can jumpstart your fat loss by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Age Force Skyscraper banner ad. You can get a month's free month supply of the Age Force most successful patch they have, the Fat Burner patch, by using the coupon code FREEPATCHES and try it for yourself and see what everyone else is raving about. Check it out. Also, at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock, we're going to be talking about Susan G. Komen. They're at it again. They're looking for 2015 to be a bumper crop of new breast cancer cases that they can enlist into their army of women who are misinformed. You don't want to miss this story, I promise you.
Okay, so let's talk about magnesium.
Let's talk about magnesium. Let's talk about you and
me. It did kind of sound like the start of that song. Yeah. So magnesium is something that I have implemented into my routine lately.
Right.
I just read this article about how it may lower metabolic syndrome. I'm not using it for that purpose,
right,
but I found that very interesting.
Okay. So let's talk about why we use magnesium. We use a small dose, 400 milligrams before bed of magnesium glycinate because it helps us sleep.
Not only that, in women, it's been known to help with restless leg syndrome.
Yes, but let's. But I want to.
That's not.
But before. No. That's good. But before we talk about magnesium, I want to have this one caveat, because I know that there's individual advocacy groups out there who promote just this mineral or just that mineral.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for someone to start a page called the Zinc Advocacy Group or the Potassium Advocacy Group. All these minerals, zinc, potassium, calcium, magnesium,
electrolytes,
and
sodium,
and also the other one, chloride, I want to say. These are all essential, needed, and in specific ratios. So you cannot just go, I'm just going to load up on one, because you'll have lots of problems. That's all I want to say before we go into what this we're going to discuss now.
Okay.
So magnesium has been shown to reverse metabolic syndrome, but this is no surprise.
Do you think we get enough magnesium in our diet?
That's the problem.
We don't.
No. This year I have decided to take my diet serious again, and I have templates that I downloaded years ago from the USDA's food database that show all the foods that I'm eating and how much magnesium and potassium and so on. No. The average person is eating some amount of processed food, which has way too much sodium in it. Their doctor has convinced them that they need to take a calcium supplement, and they're not getting magnesium and potassium at the ratios that they should, and they have all sorts of problems. And they're backing sodium. And the other side is some people are eating no sodium, which is just as stupid as eating, shoe boxes full of sodium.
Mm-hmm. Right? And the potassium, too. I mean, some people eat or supplement with potassium, and that's really dangerous to do.
Right.
But here it says the average magnesium intake ranges from 117 to 423 milligrams per day from diet.
Yeah.
And this comes from a study out of Indiana University.
Yeah, and I think you're supposed to get 800 milligrams is like what is needed daily just for life support.
Right, and most people are getting 117 to 423 milligrams.
So it doesn't surprise me that by giving them some magnesium, they reverse metabolic syndrome. And let me tell you why. The Pima Indian that live in Arizona.
Can I say this?
Yes, raise your hand.
I know, I just raised my hand. The highest average dietary intake of magnesium were at 31% lower risk of developing metabolic syndrome as compared to those with the lowest intakes.
Yeah. And this was shown in a population of individuals who have, maybe we could say they have thrifty genes. The Pima Indian have not really been that far removed yet from their native lifestyles. Okay. I mean, I put on reservations when? In the late 1700s, early 1800s?
I think it was early 1800s.
Okay, so we're talking about 150, 200 years maybe that they've been indoctrinated into this Western style of life, and it's gotten worse for them because they are eating the same foods that the standard American diet eater is eating, and they get really, 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 really fat very fast, and they become completely insulin resistant, like at the drop of a hat.
Mm-hmm.
There was a study done that Dr. Scott Connolly and I talked about on my show years ago. So we talked about it in 2008, and the study was performed, I want to say, in 2004, where they took a group of Pima Indians, and they just gave them supplemental magnesium, nothing else. And their insulin resistance subsided, and they started losing body fat. And they are genetically predisposed to be insulin resistant. This is what I hate about genetics. They're genetically predisposed to not be able to live on the standard American diet. So we make it sound like there's something wrong with them. They are efficient examples of human beings who have not been exposed to this lifestyle long enough for evolution to have weeded out the really healthy ones and just leave the sick ones.
Well, so have they not been counseled on this and taught that they should eat a specific diet?
I doubt it. And let's be honest, they're no different than Americans. Don't you think Americans know that they shouldn't be eating the crap that they eat? That
You're
doesn't
right.
stop them.
You're right. You're
I mean,
right.
you know, but yes, magnesium is a magic mineral, and people don't get enough of it. Absolutely.
So 400 milligrams before bed. So when you have your blood work done, can you test your electrolytes?
Yes. And they do. They unfortunately, they only look at calcium and sodium and potassium. I don't think they look at magnesium.
But you can request that.
Yes, you have to request it.
So the next time everyone gets their blood work done, request magnesium. I'm going to.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so did you know that they are going to make a new antibiotic?
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me where they found it. Talk about it.
Dirt. They're going to make a new antibiotic out of dirt, which doesn't surprise
Something that they found in dirt, right?
Yes.
Okay.
A bacteria that
they
found.
Because if they're going to make antibiotics out of dirt, I'm going into the pharmaceutical industry because I got a backyard full of dirt.
That would be... No, it's a bacteria that they found in dirt. I'm sorry. But do you remember we've talked about how in the summertime, like gardening, it helps with
depression. Because there's natural antidepressants
good.
In the soil.
Right.
And now they've found... And let's not forget one of the greatest finds on one of the Easter Islands... Seashores was rapamycin, which is now an anti-rejection drug for every patient who gets a heart transplant, a liver transplant, a kidney transplant. They put them on rapamycin. They discovered rapamycin, the molecule, in the shoreline on one of the Easter Islands. So the Earth has everything that we need to be healthy. And look, talking about the Indians, they used to, when someone came down with what they didn't know, they didn't call it cancer, but when somebody came down with an illness that had certain markings, they would make them eat something called May apples, M-A-Y, May apples. Well, guess what they discovered in May apples?
What?
Cisplatin. That's what they use for chemotherapy now.
Oh.
So they would eat the May apples, and it would kill whatever was bothering them. And we found out, hey, wonder what's in the May apple? Cisplatin. They named it cisplatin. They synthesize it now, and that's what chemotherapy is.
So, colleagues.
So don't ever let some physician tell you that food is not medicine, because the pharmaceutical industry has exploited food to make medicine. They've exploited soil to make medicine. Nothing they've created in the lab doesn't already exist in nature. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Team of scientists from Northeastern came up with a new way to grow bacteria. It's called iChip, and it allows the bacteria to grow in their natural environment. They screened 10,000 different types of bacteria and found an especially promising one. Lab tests showed that it's a compound that is great at killing other bacteria.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
It breaks down the protective cell walls and stops the rebuilding process.
And is this associated with the what they found in the dirt? I mean,
that's what I'm talking about.
I just want to make sure, because you said iChip.
But that's
what they're calling it.
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting. And, you know, they don't have to test antibiotics any longer to see if they're safe.
Why?
Well, about 3 years ago, the government started screaming to pharmaceutical companies, why aren't you producing antibiotics? And they said it's just not worth it because the research that has to go into them and the human testing that has to go into them. And then, you know, we don't get any money for them, antibiotics. They're not expensive. And so they said, look, we'll start investing more money in antibiotics if you guys will let us treat them the way we treat vaccines, like biologics. You know, we're not responsible if they don't work, or better yet, if they hurt people. And so the government gave them the nod. And so now they don't have to test antibiotics for safety any longer. They just have to do minimal testing, and then they can release them on the population.
Well, that's another reason not to use them.
But this one I don't know about. I mean, if they're finding it in soil, there may be some merit to it. I can say that.
This story reminds me of a story that I saw on one of the morning shows. They were talking about bacteria in coffee shops. So those of you who still go to Starbucks and other coffee shops, they were talking about, they tested samples of the lids that you pick up that other people have already touched, the
feces,
coffee and the creamer containers
that everybody touches.
They don't clean them. There was MRSA on a high percentage of the sugar containers. There was several different types of lactobacillus and
right.
all these on the lids that you pick up and put on your lid and
right.
then you drink out of it.
Right.
So, if you go to coffee shops, I wouldn't use what.
Yeah, coffee shops are a communal location to spread disease.
They have sugar, milk, all those containers sitting out there. They don't clean the containers.
Yeah, people just touch them whenever they want.
So think about that the next time you go to Starbucks.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Susan G. Komen.
They're at it again.
They're at it again. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Superhuman Radio is brought to you by a special grant from All American EFX and its parent company, All American Pharmaceuticals. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com today. Before we move on to Susan G. Komen, Carly Gomez posted on Facebook, antibiotics from dirt. Won't there be a concern of where the source of the dirt comes from? This is a great point. So we went back to the article and looked. And it says, it came from an ordinary field in Maine, the dirt.
Common dirt. Common dirt.
But there is no such thing as common dirt. As Carly points out, you know, we know that glyphosate destroys microbes. Microbes is another word for bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We also know that the soil has contaminants in it. It has disgusting stuff in it.
Well,
we've made it that way. Not wasn't that bad way with nature. Man has done that.
Even with your interview this week with the woman talking, the doctor talking about organic versus conventional,
mm-hmm.
she said, and we all know this, but you have to let the field set for so many years before you can use it as an organic field.
Yeah. So how are they going to determine what dirt to harvest to produce these new drugs? I mean, if they're using the wrong dirt, there's going to be contaminants in there that we don't want. I mean, it is scary, but that's the pharmaceutical way. Okay, so let's move on. But great point, Carly Gomez. Okay, we know about Susan G. Komen. We know all about the woman who runs the company, Nancy Brinker. She makes almost $1 billion a year running this nonprofit foundation. We know that they've given bad information year after year to women, withheld good information year after year for women. They have deep pocket allies that are the exact companies that are at the root of why women are developing breast cancer. So they took an opinion. They published an opinion on organic fruits and vegetables.
Can I read?
Please.
Okay. Consumption of organic food is a controversial issue, and a high quality human research is lacking in this area. Specifically, claims of higher nutritional value and lower toxic contaminants in organic foods currently have little scientific evidence supporting pronounced benefits.
Now, I went to their website to read what they say about organic versus they are so, whoever wrote this article is so uninformed.
The article for Susan G. Komen.
Yeah, on the Susan G. Komen website.
It's directly on their website.
I want to find these two things.
Some studies have shown that organic food has a lower amount of pesticides, but research has not confirmed that lower amounts of pesticides are casually related to preventing certain diseases or conditions.
Yeah, right. Right. We're waiting for research to prove that. Okay, so I want to start out with this first. This is a direct quote from the background section. One of the first prominent proponents of eating organic food was Dr. Mac Gerson, who instructed his cancer patients to eat organic fruits and vegetables starting in the 1920s. Interest in organic food dramatically increased in the 60s. Now, this is the key line here I want you to pay attention to, folks. When several pesticides and fertilizers were found to be toxic to humans. So we know that these things are toxic to humans, but just the ones they're using now aren't, right? I mean, this is stupid. It's like if I cut myself with a knife, are all knives potentially, could they all cut me, or only the knife I had in my hand? I mean, all knives potentially could cut, right? Okay. So they casually just put that line in there. Then they go on to talk about the 70s and when organics became popular and when the USDA stepped in to create a standard for organics. They go on and on and on. So this is a couple things that where they just don't understand. This is a line, again, from the background. Meat is organic if the animals do not receive any antibiotics or growth hormones. Produce is considered organic if it was grown without most conventional pesticides or synthetic or sewage sludge-based fertilizers. Now listen to this. I'm going to read it again. What's wrong with this? What's wrong with this? Meat is organic if the animals do not receive any antibiotics or growth hormone.
Well, but they have to be fed organic meat.
Organic produce. Yeah. Yes. I mean, Susan G. Komen doesn't even understand this. They're an authority. Oh, so in other words, because people are going to buy Tyson's chicken because it says it has no growth hormone or antibiotics, they go, oh, this must be organic.
They're going to think that that's organic when it's not.
I mean, did they do this on purpose, or did the person who wrote this piece, is she an idiot or he an idiot? No, the animals have to have been fed foods that are organic in order for the meats to be considered organic. Because chicken, you're not allowed to give chicken antibiotics or hormones any longer. That's the rule across the board for all chicken. That doesn't make them organic.
But they're still fed ractopamine.
And they're fed GMO corn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why they don't. Now, here's the other thing. Many people who choose to consume organic foods versus non-organic foods do so because they believe that the food is more nutritious, contains fewer toxins from additives and pesticides, is more humane for livestock, and or is ecological. The USDA, however, does not claim that organically produced food is safer or more nutritious than conventional produce. Are they kidding me with that? Because the USDA doesn't say it. The USDA is trying to protect the industry at large, and the industry at large is conventional. If they were to say, yeah, you're right, There is, because dear Susan G. Komen, there are plenty of research studies out there that show that A, organic produce is devoid of the toxic pesticides, as you point out earlier in this background piece, that some of which were discovered to be harmful to people. Well, guess what? They're all harmful to people.
Why? Let me ask you this. Why are they even going there?
Yeah, you know why? Because they probably have they probably have donations from companies like Arthur Daniel Midland and Monsanto.
PepsiCo, I know.
Yeah. All the companies that are not, don't want organics to take over because this would make their products suck. They like, hey, well, we're going to say, look, you know, organic's really not a bad thing if you've got cancer. Don't worry about it. And the last thing, currently high quality studies supporting the increased overall health for consumers. This, I love this one. This is the clincher. Of organic foods are lacking, as are long-term safety studies.
On organic foods?
Dear Susan G. Komen. For thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years, all we had was organic food. If they weren't safe, you wouldn't be running that company and making almost $1 billion a year, because we would have died off from just eating produce before we invented pesticides. Are they stupid? You think you need a study? We have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years of eating nothing but organically grown fruits and produce, because that's what it was until man got involved.
How can they look at themselves in the mirror?
They are a disgusting group. I have to be honest with you. I'm sorry. They do nothing to further the cause of protecting women from developing breast cancer in the first place. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. They're a sham. They should be ashamed. And the truth of the matter is the government doesn't care, because industry is supporting them. And as long as industry likes something, the government just lets it go. It's a terrible. And that's why on yesterday's show, we talked about this. The new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. If you're getting your information from somebody like Susan G. Komen, I feel sorry for you, because you are going to end up developing breast cancer. My God, we need a long-term study to show that it's safe to eat organic. That is say, are you stupid?
Well, okay. So can we switch the?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this story really clenched in my heart. There's a little girl. Well, little girl. She's 17. That lives in Hartford, Connecticut.
Right.
And she has Hodgkin lymphoma.
Right.
And she decided that she didn't want to have chemotherapy. Her and her mother together decided that they were going to go for alternative treatments, that she didn't want to have
chemo.
Well, the Supreme Court ruled Thursday that state officials aren't violating the rights of this 17-year-old girl by forcing her to undergo chemotherapy.
This is sad.
And her mother, I mean, her mother agrees with the little girl. They don't want her to have it.
They want to go. They wanted to go other alternative routes.
Yeah, I thought the parents were in charge of the 17-year. I mean, anybody under 18.
Cancer is big business today. Look, I'm not saying that the chemo won't save her, and I'm not saying that she couldn't have found an alternative route. I don't know how far along her cancer is, and if she really needs a rescue method to stabilize her while they figure out what to do to keep her alive longer. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that if I don't want a medical treatment, I should have the right not to want it. Now, what they're going to say is she's a minor. She can't make these decisions on her own, and the mother is not making good decisions, so Child Protective Services have to come in and protect the child. That's what they're going to say. That's what they're doing this. If she was 18, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
She's currently confined in a room at Connecticut Children's Medical Center in Hartford, where she's being forced to undergo chemotherapies, which doctors say would give her an 85% chance of survival. Without it, there's a near certainty she would die in 2 years.
Okay, well, in that case there, I may say she may need chemotherapy, but that's not the problem. The problem is you should have the right to choose.
Why?
I mean, they should see if she's well-informed and she understands the risks, and if she is, and she's competent to make this decision. Just because she's 17, isn't she going to be 18 this year, like in October or something?
September. She'll be 18 in September.
Yeah, the government is overreaching in this case. I'm sorry. They're overreaching.
Don't you remember the story we talked about last year about the little girl who
the parents, they had to flee the country. Didn't they flee the country?
There were two twins, I think. They were doing a study on them, and they didn't want to have the chemotherapy, but they didn't realize even that they were in the study.
Right. Right. The hospital was getting paid to do that particular type of chemo on them.
And they were forcing them to do the chemo.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? If you have cancer, don't tell anybody.
Because the doctor's going to know it.
No, but you know what? I'm being facetious. Ah, it's terrible. We have to take a break.
Okay.
Oh, between Susan G. Komen and this, my head wants to explode.
I have a little bit of a headache.
Yeah. I mean, you know what gives you the headache? Because you feel like the patients are running the asylum now.
What country do we live in?
Yeah. I thought we had the right to choose. I mean, if I have a disease that's going to kill me and I decide I want to die, is this government going to step in and say, no, you can't?
There was some movie that we watched that the patients were running the insane asylum.
Yeah, what was that? That was a good movie, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name.
I don't know.
But anyway, we'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly Filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
This is the best part.
Welcome back. Let's just stay with cancer for a second longer, but some good news about cancer. You like pineapple?
I love pineapple.
Well, guess what? It could help prevent cancer.
The bromelain. Yeah. The bromelain is good for so many things.
In fact, I've been using
it's a digestive Michael's
naturopathic systemic enzymes, which have a lot of bromelain in them.
Yeah, it's a digestive enzyme?
Well, I believe that it's a pancreatic enzyme. I know that people use it for digestion, but if you use it in between meals, when it's enterically coated and it bypasses the stomach and dissolves further upstream, the body absorbs it and can use it for things. Bromelain has been shown to break down fibrotic tissue, like women who have fibrosis, fibrotic nodules in their breasts or in their uterus. Bromelain can actually resolve that over a short period of time.
How do you know how much to take?
I don't know that answer. I just take what's on the bottle right now in between. It's just three tablets in between meals. So
It has antiplatelet properties,
which is really important. So you know, when platelets aggregate, that causes clotting, right? So that's a lot of people take things that are designed to create a thinning of the blood. Niacin is another one. Ginger will thin the blood.
Fish oil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I don't have that one. I'm sorry.
Which one don't you have?
All of the studies that have been done.
There are so many studies that have been done on its ability to fight cancer, its ability to control fibrosis accumulation. It's people should be using bromelain somehow, whether you're getting it from pineapple or whether you're taking digestive enzymes and it has bromelain in it, so some of it will be used to break down the food and some of it will just work its way into your system, or if you take systemic enzymes as a supplement.
So can people research the bromelain as the cancer treatment if someone they know has cancer? That would it help?
Yeah, sure. Like that little girl who's sequestered in the Children's Hospital now in Hartford.
Because they're comparing it in this article to the chemo that is known as 5-FU. It's a cancer treatment, yeah. And it's been out there for nearly 40 years.
And bromelain works the same way, they're saying.
But the 5-4U kills healthy cells.
4U or FU?
I'm sorry, FU.
No, FU.
No, FU. No, that it also kills the healthy cells as well.
Right. So the bromelain doesn't kill the healthy cells.
No.
Don't tell the Chemotherapy Association. They'll ban bromelain.
And we'll never ever be able to have that as an option from doctors.
No, of course not. No doctor's going to tell you, "Hey, take systemic enzymes to prevent your cancer."
Bromelain has anti-metastatic potential, as demonstrated.
Metastatic, yeah. So what is that? Metastasis is when cancer starts in one part of your body, and then cancer cells find their way into the bloodstream, and they travel around the body, and then it's called seeding, S-E-E-D-I-N-G. They find their way around the body, and then they take find harbor in an organ or another piece of tissue, and next thing you know, like liver cancer is famous for having a high metastatic rate. You get liver cancer since all your blood goes through your liver. Those little cancer cells get picked up and they ride your bloodstream like the what's that water ride in Disney World where you get in the tube and you just go around the whole park,
mm-hmm.
And they're just having fun. Woo! This is so much fun. I think I'm going to stop over here in his kidney and I'm going to plant myself in this kidney and I'm going to build a little colony of cells just like me. And next thing you know, you've got cancer in 60 different places. So slow. And I can understand why it has anti-metastatic effects, because if it's in the bloodstream, it's going to break down the cancer cells that are traveling around. We also know that something else that will help, has anti-metastatic effects is, believe it or not, vitamin C and anything that improves collagen production.
So that would be glucosamine?
Glucosamine and chondroitin. And all those things will have anti-metastatic
properties. What about taking collagen or drinking bone broth?
Yeah.
What about them?
Absolutely. But they work differently than the bromelain. The bromelain will actually attack these free-floating cancer cells. The
collagen producing supplements and nutrients keep that cancer cell from going, oh, I think I'm going to park here and I'm going to create a little colony of cancer cells just like me here. They don't, because the collagen surrounds the cancer cell and keeps it from getting to the tissue. You see?
Uh-huh.
So it works differently, but it also has anti-metastatic capabilities as well.
Okay, bromelain is effective in treating post-operative edema after third molar surgery.
Third molar surgery? That's the tooth, right?
That's your wisdom tooth. The third molar and the wisdom tooth are the same
thing. And
it
makes sense, because bromelain is a sort of like, a lot of people like to use the word detoxification. Bromelain is important for the cells to get rid of metabolic debris. You see?
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
Bromelain may benefit children diagnosed with acute sinusitis.
That's a good one.
Bromelain may benefit patients with post-operative constipation.
Ooh, let's not talk about constipation. Unless we're talking about a turd in underwear. I mean, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. It reduces mild acute knee pain and improves well-being in a dose-dependent fashion in an open study of otherwise healthy adults.
It also can aid in dyspepsia, which is difficulty swallowing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
God, I'm sorry?
It's amazing all the good things about bromelain.
Yeah, it has liver protective effects, which doesn't surprise me. Let's see here. Bromelain and fresh pineapple juice have a therapeutic effect in acute crush Achilles tendon injury. I think they misspelled it. It's supposed to be Achilles tendon. So, and that makes sense again, too, because anything that requires healing requires cleanup of metabolic debris first.
It has cardioprotective properties.
Yeah, and attenuates inflammation in experimental mouse asthma. So they have experimental mice that are prone to asthma, and when they give them bromelain, it reduces the bronchial inflammation.
So can
people who have asthma should be taking bromelain.
Can you just take bromelain?
Yeah,
then?
Sure.
Just as a preventative measure?
Absolutely.
I know that it's supposed to stop the bruising, like if you bruise really easily.
But why? Think about it. What is a bruise? It's an accumulation
of
metabolic debris.
Mm-hmm.
And so it helps to get rid of the metabolic debris. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Healing effects on Achilles. It also has an effect on, let's see here. There's a couple good studies that I saw before. I just want to mention real quick. Hold on. Reducing inflammation in airway-related issues, experimental model of heart injury. It's cardioprotective during ischemic events, which means if you have a heart attack, it's good to take bromelain. Again, why? Because it helps to rid the body of the metabolic debris post-reperfusion. I mean, it's really something good, and it's very overlooked. And quite frankly, the only way to get it is to supplement with it in between meals. So it should be enterically coated, because if it's not enterically coated, it's going to burn your stomach.
So will it say that it's enterically coated on the bottle?
Yeah, if you buy something that is designed to be a systemic enzyme and it has bromelain in it, that's good. Because that means it's going to bypass the gut. Do you know how – I never knew this till a couple weeks ago. Do you know how enteric coating works?
No, do tell.
It requires a low pH before it breaks down.
In your system, or the low pH?
Low pH. So in other words, the stomach acids in your gut are too caustic. It doesn't break down until there's less acid, which is downstream from your stomach.
Oh, that's interesting.
I thought that was interesting too. I always wondered. I thought it was just such a thick coating that it took longer for the gut to break it down, and it wasn't successful, so it passed into the intestines, and that's where it's absorbed. But it's not. When the pH of the gut is present, it won't open up. The pill won't break down. But it's when it exits the gut and it experiences a lower acidity that it just kind of opens up. Isn't that pretty cool?
That's a smart
technology when you think about it. We have to take a break. We've got lots more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein, and egg, quality proteins sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Let me clear my throat. That's it. Thank you. I never forget when I first started using that song. I was like, man, I think people are going to think I cleared my throat. And that's in the song.
So I bought Carl a travel mug / thermos for Christmas, and it has a
suction base that if you try to knock it over sideways, it doesn't knock it over. But if you pull it straight up, it comes up.
You can sit and punch it, and it won't knock over. But if you just have to pull it straight up,
it's cool.
So I'm now using it.
I haven't been using it.
He hasn't been using it, so I've adopted
it. You know what? I don't drink coffee anymore. And I don't travel with tea because I have tea here at the studio and I have tea in the morning. I really don't have a need for it, so I'm glad you're using it.
Well, but you could put like bone broth in it or something
like that. I could do that. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so right now we're going to talk about glutathione.
Glutathione.
Glutathione is a
master antioxidant.
New study finds that glutathione can also be used topically as a skin brightening agent.
Well, let's talk about skin brightening, what they really mean, right? This is what the industry calls skin brightening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Advanced glycation end products.
AGEs
happen all over the body. And when they happen on the skin, people develop liver spots or age spots. This is
the little brown spots.
Yeah, yeah. They're saying it's melanin in this study, right? They're saying that it's melanin that's accumulating. It may be melanin, may be part of it, but it's a result of advanced glycation end products. And by applying glutathione directly to the age spot or liver spot is supposed to make it fade, hence brightening. Skin brightening.
Mm-hmm.
But it also appears to have an effect directly on melanin as well. So let's say you are Michael Jackson, rest his soul. Remember, he went for all sorts of therapies to make his skin lighter and lighter.
Right.
Well, apparently by applying glutathione on the skin, it will bleach out the melanin.
So the glutathione that we get from
Live On Labs,
would that work?
Absolutely. Because don't forget, it's a
liposomal.
Right. So liposomes are used in transdermal delivery as well as gut delivery.
So if someone has a brown AGE spot, I say
take the Live On Labs glutathione pouch, cut it open, take some, put it on your finger, smear it, roll that pouch back up, put it in the refrigerator to keep because now you've opened it, and just every day rub some on. Absolutely. And watch what happens. And then report to me.
Yeah, in this article that I'm reading right now, it says that, like you've said before, that glutathione is a master antioxidant.
Yeah, yeah. It recycles vitamin C. It recycles a lot of different other antioxidants. It's the antioxidant that our body produces very successfully from strenuous exercise and high-intensity exercise. It's produced in the liver when you use dairy proteins. So those out there who are like, you know, anti-dairy, you're missing out on a great opportunity because nothing converts and produces glutathione nothing produces glutathione in the liver the way whey protein does. Nothing. Nothing. I mean, look, I take Live On Labs glutathione every day. I take one pouch. I took it earlier. But whey protein will probably produce as much glutathione in the liver as one pouch of that glutathione.
Can you test for glutathione?
Oh, absolutely you can. Yeah, of course you can. But yeah, I mean, but put it on your skin. There you go. There's a new use for Live On Labs GSH, liposomal GSH.
Okay, so you want to talk about high fructose corn syrup again.
Yes, because they finally did it. A couple years ago, we started talking about this, right? The Corn Refiners Association program, or CRAP, came out a couple years ago, and first they ran ads saying, hey, high fructose corn syrup is sugar. Sugar is sugar. High fructose corn syrup is no worse than any other sugar, which we all know is nonsense. And they lost. That campaign actually effectively sealed their fate and made high fructose corn syrup the number one pariah of the food industry. In fact, that's what the GMO industry is worried about, that if they start labeling, they're going to do the same thing. No one wanted high fructose corn syrup after that campaign. Even people who didn't know about it started asking questions about, like, why are they talking about high fructose corn syrup? Well, because it makes you fat. It does. I'm not going to use it. Okay. So fast forward, we were doing a casual Friday, and you said the Corn Refiners Association is now lobbying the FDA. They want to rename high fructose corn syrup, and you went through a list of about 8 or 9 names that they're suggesting because they want to eliminate the stigma of high fructose corn syrup by changing the name so people can't identify it. And you and I went on and on about, well, how a disgusting thing this is. If the FDA lets them do this, the FDA is disgusting. People don't want the stuff. Changing the name just means that they think we're too stupid, that we don't know what we're doing, and they're going to slip it to us anyway. Well, guess what, folks? For 2015, the FDA, the Corn Refiners Association, and the people who bring you corn have finally given you two big birds in your face. They said, F you, folks. You're going to eat this stuff and like it, and you're not going to know what's in there.
Fructose.
They just call it fructose.
They're just calling it fructose.
That's it. So if something says fructose, avoid it like the plague. Show them that we're not that stupid. They think we're stupid. They think we're going to go, oh, well, it has fructose in it. It's okay.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
No, no.
I thought you... So also, though, not only does it contain high fructose corn syrup, it also has mercury in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
If you're consuming a product where high fructose corn syrup, or now fructose, is the first or second ingredient, there was a study just recently done by the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy, and what they found was nearly a third of 55 popular brand name food and beverages contained mercury.
Think about this, folks. This Food and Drug Administration is a complete and utter failure. Margaret Hamburg should not just be fired. She should be put in jail for allowing these kind of crimes to be perpetrated on Americans. Okay? If your son or daughter takes a mercury thermometer with one tenth of a milliliter of mercury in it to school and drops it on the floor, they will clear the school out, cover the school in plastic, and hazmat will come in to remove the mercury. I kid you not. That's not an exaggeration. That's what they will do. But yet, you probably eat over the year an accumulation equal to that amount because of the high fructose corn syrup that has mercury in it as a result of the enzymatic conversion, the way they produce. It's not like, oh, well, mercury is in the corn. We can't do anything about that. Because that's they always try to pawn it off on, well, it's in the soil. It's not, no, no. It's a result of the way they produce high fructose corn syrup. The way they take corn syrup and increase the fructose content of it, it leaves traces of mercury behind. That's where it's coming from.
And you know who's really eating the most of the products? Our children.
Our children and our elderly. Glucerna. Right? Baby formula. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
So here's just a quick list, which our audience probably doesn't consume, but just in case. Soda, juice, chips and snack bags, candy and candy bars, breakfast bars, baking ingredients and mixes.
Yeah, those are the highest offenders of high fructose corn syrup. So start looking at labels, because I predict you're not going to see high fructose corn syrup anymore. You're just going to see the word fructose. Do not be fooled. You are not that stupid. Show the FDA and the Corn Refiners Association and Program, CRAP, that you're not that dumb.
Well, and here it says that Hershey's, the chocolate company, says that they're going to begin moving away from high fructose corn syrup due to consumer demand. However, they may just be saying that, so you need to watch it if you eat their products. I don't. But yeah, if you do, make sure it doesn't have fructose in it.
Yeah, it just says fructose.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't call corn syrup fructose. They call it corn syrup. But so it's going to be easy to pick. I don't think I've ever read a label that said just fructose. Like one of the ingredients was fructose. But this is a sin because fruit has fructose. And so they're leveraging the good name of fruit to hide behind to get people to eat high fructose corn syrup.
Yes.
It's sad. And that's thanks to the Food and Drug Administration and Dr. Margaret Hamburg. She's, you know what kind of doctor she is? Like, she was like Dr. Frankenstein. That's the kind of doctor she is.
Was she made in a lab?
I think so. She may have been. That's funny you should say. I actually think she's an alien from another planet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So you have a public service announcement, right?
Oh, yes. Carmela wanted me to mention that January is Glaucoma Awareness Month.
Carmela Cierzo, our representative in Canada, part of the Superhuman Nation in Canada, wants everybody to know, smoke a little weed because it reduces intraocular pressure. So there you go.
Does it really?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, marijuana was one of the treatments for glaucoma. That was one of the, I think that was the first medical marijuana prescription. It was either, I know that they prescribed marijuana for individuals who were undergoing chemotherapy because of the nausea, but mm-hmm. but one of the old jokes was, you know, if you get pulled over with weed on, you just say you have glaucoma, because that was, they were prescribing marijuana, cigarettes. The pharmacies were actually rolling them and everything and selling the marijuana cigarettes, the joints, as part of glaucoma treatment.
How long ago was this?
This was in the 70s. Yeah.
Do you remember when you went to Starbucks and you saw some woman sitting out in front of Starbucks smoking a joint?
It was the funniest thing in the world. She had like the Doobie Brothers blasting. She was in a Cadillac. I already told the story on the air, I think. And she was just oblivious. And she had like a half a joint in her left hand and her window open. The music is pouring out and she was just sitting. I pulled up next to her. She didn't even look to the right. Like she didn't even know I pulled up next to her. Yeah, she was going, man.
Okay, so now there's a new movement.
Called No Poo.
Called No Poo.
Okay, so let's explain what this is. No, I'm going to explain what it is.
No shampoo.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah, what'd you think it was?
I thought it was when you eat, but you hold your poo in.
No, it's people that are protesting because they didn't want Justin Bieber as Calvin Klein. No poo.
No poo in Calvin Klein underwear. That's what it was. Yeah. No poo.
No poo. Actually, it's a new movement. Women are stopping the use of shampoo, and they're using more natural remedies such as baking soda, apple cider vinegar, things like
coconut
that.
Coconut oil.
So I had an appointment with my hairdresser this week, who I'll never go visit again.
Yeah.
She's a grouch.
Right, right.
And I asked her about it, and she said, oh, that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah. But let's talk about something that may be more important. So maybe we may actually help a couple women out there.
As I was reading up on the no poo.
And about shampoo.
About
in
shampoos, and people were having discussions on these blogs about not using soaps, not using shampoos. And some women pointed to the fact that when they use soaps to cleanse their body parts, they would get
vaginosis.
And they were talking about how there's supposed to be bacteria there.
Right.
And the soap, when you use soap on your private parts, it gets rid of the good bacteria.
Not all soap, like saponified olive oil based soaps, those types of things don't. But the antimicrobial, antibacterial soaps, which, by the way, a lot of shampoos have antimicrobial in them because of the oil in the hair. So when you wash your body parts, your orifices, I should say, the ones that are orifices, whether it's in the front or the back, with these types of soap, it's actually destroying beneficial bacteria. And in some women, it's leading to vaginosis. And for those of you who don't know what vaginosis is, it's like bad breath, but down there.
I think Carl wanted to talk about this story just so he could say
that. So I could give my example of what vaginosis is. So if you're a woman or you know someone, if you're a guy who is in love with a girl who's got vaginosis, have her stop using shampoo and conventional soaps when she washes down there and give her a month or so and it'll probably go away. Well, there you go.
It says that vaginosis is caused by an imbalance of naturally occurring bacteria flora. Smoking and the use of some hygiene products are linked to a higher risk of developing BV.
Well, and back in the day when...
Smoking, that surprises me.
Yeah, yeah. But back in the day when girls used to wear the ultra-tight Gloria Vanderbilt, remember all the jeans?
Calvin Klein.
Women were getting vaginosis all the time because the underwear were pressed up against... so tightly that it would actually cause the accumulation of bad things and they would end up with vaginosis, bad bacteria. So that was very, very common back then. So anyway, but okay. So what else do we have to talk about? Anything else? Oh, wait, there is something I want to talk about. I almost forgot. So Sean Kinnearnshield, our super fan, I got to find this. It's called IO something. He sent it to me in a text. Hold on. So you know how they have, Pedway, what do they call that? Segway thing, right?
Segway thing.
Okay. So this company came out with something new. It's called IO something. And give me a second to find it because it's really important to talk about before we sign off on the show.
Well, I wanted to talk about the caramel apples also.
Okay. You do that while I find this. I'll find this. Go ahead.
Okay. So there was a Listeria. Didn't you post that on Facebook that there was a Listeria outbreak with the caramel apples, and I think 6 people are now dead, and 32 Listeria illnesses in 11 states, 2 in Canada, and they're all linked to this caramel apple. So it led me to just research how many people die every year of foodborne illnesses.
Right.
3,000 people die every year. And 128,000 are hospitalized every year.
Right.
Of foodborne illnesses.
Right.
And I bring that up because...
Every year.
Every year.
This is not an isolated incident.
No. Okay. Every year. Our food is killing 3,000 people. But yet when we have...
I don't know what I did. I'm sorry.
Carl is over there very
distracting. I was trying to find the damn IO thing.
When we have... He just threw his His iPhone in the garbage can.
Go ahead.
48 people die from the steroid from the compounding pharmacy.
Right.
It's all over mainstream news, but you don't hear anything about these people dying.
And let's talk about this. So we just gave $8 billion to pharmaceutical companies to find a cure for Ebola, which has only killed 47 people a year since its discovery. So foodborne deaths are 6,300% higher than Ebola. Why isn't the government? It's still playing in the garbage can. I can't believe that.
There's noise coming out of the garbage can.
It's the damn I.O. video. But okay, so the bottom line is this government is really, really misguided. The things they think are important aren't, and the things that they don't think are important are. And this goes back to pesticides and everything else.
Well, that's why we need to have critical thinking.
And avoid this stuff. Vote with your dollars, obviously.
And we didn't get to talk about Kroger, but Kroger has like the Simple Truth organic brand. And the article basically just said they did billions of dollars in revenue and they're going to overtake Whole Foods as the number one slot for organic
foods. I got no problem with that because their prices are better than Whole Foods. They have the same kind of chilled chicken, organic chicken. Chickens that have eaten, and it says right on there that they only eat organic feed. Susan G. Komen, the person who wrote that article, needs to visit a grocery store and read the bags and of chicken and beef to understand what organic beef and chicken is.
And I did read an article from a popular food blogger, and she said that she called Kroger, and they do not feed their turkeys ractopamine.
So there you go.
Simple Truth does not feed them ractopamine.
Last story. A company came out with a new product called IO Hawk, H-A-W-K. You can find it on the internet. They're $1,800 each. They are about the length of a skateboard, but you use it horizontally instead of it vertically like a surfboard. You stand on it. It's got wheels on it, and it takes you like Segway does. But they're making these things for people so that people don't have to walk short distances anymore. But more importantly, everybody in the video that's demoing it is like normal weight. What's going to happen when the first 400-pound person, because that's who's going to want these things, right? 400-pound people are going to be like, I can't walk to the train station. I'm going to get one of these IO Hawks. What's going to happen when a 400-pound person, you look at this device and you tell me, what's going to happen when the first 400-pound person gets on this and it burns out trying to take them a half a block?
Why can't they just walk a half a block?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So this company comes out with this thing called IO Hawk, right? We're struggling to get the message out there that people need to be more active. They need to walk more. We have Fitbit. We have all these activity monitors. And this company comes out with something so people don't have to walk. Number two, look at the video. In order to operate it, you have to bend your knees and tip your hips forward. It's going to cause spinal problems if somebody runs around on one of these things. It's such an unnatural way to stand. You know, like you got to stand like hunched over.
Who's the creator of that?
I don't know. IO Hawk, $1,799. If you go to CNET.com and search for iHawk, Sean Knernshiel sent me it.
I don't think they'll be selling many of those.
No, I think they will. You know who's going to buy them? Yuppies who live in Manhattan that have to go from their apartment. They go, you know, 7 blocks that way and 8 blocks that way, and they don't want to take a cab anymore. They're going to take their IO Hawk. I say leave earlier and walk.
Well, what if it's a woman with high heels on?
She won't be able to do. She'll have to take her heels off and wrap them around her neck. You know, put a string on them over her shoulder.
Well, then she could just put on running shoes and walk.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to get more people to walk, and these companies are trying to take walking. And Sean said to me in a text, someday it's going to be like the movie WALL-E. You've never seen WALL-E, have you?
Mm-mm.
Everybody needs to watch the children's movie WALL-E, WALL-E. It's about our planet, like 1,000 years from now. People have no skeletal systems anymore because they don't stand. They're born. They're put into a hovercraft. They don't look at anybody. They look at a monitor because there's a camera. They don't talk to anybody.
Isn't that what kids do now?
I'm telling you, the movie WALL-E, it must have been made by Nostradamus because it's exactly where we're going. Big fat people drinking big gulp sodas with no skeletal systems because they don't walk anymore. It's unbelievable. Watch the movie WALL-E and make your kids watch it because
That's where this world is going. But thanks to people like this who make these kind of stupid devices so people don't have to walk short distances anymore. Crazy.
Well, don't buy that. Just buy a Fitbit and find out how far you're walking every day.
Buy a Fitbit and an MP3 player
and
listen to Superhuman Radio while you walk everywhere. That's all. That's easy. I just solved all the health problems in the world. Great first show out of the gate for 2015. Thank you for all your hard work, Lisa.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we will see you Monday. We've got lots of great shows planned. You know, we now have a program guide. So if you check the program guide, it'll be updated this weekend for next week's shows so you can tune in live.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that...